Homily for Monday, the 3rd of July, 2023. Today is the 3rd of July, but actually I'm thinking very much about tomorrow, July 4th, when we celebrate our nation's founding. In that spirit, I'd like to read to you what I consider to be a very wise reflection coming from a theologian and a writer. His name is Bill Hupsch, and he reflects on justice and peace. So listen to his wisdom and reflect on it. July is the perfect time for us to think about how the world will live in peace. We celebrate this month many great feasts in the calendar of the Church: Benedict, Martha, Ignatius, James, and Thomas, just to name a few. These holy men and women are a model for us. They dedicated themselves to the work of God in the world. We must also do that. The peace which the world so badly desires depends on it. When we look at today's world, we might think that establishing peace is impossible. It seems to elude us at every turn. We see ethnic groups hating each other and attacking one another. We see terrible violence on evening television. We feel the threat of international war and know the arms race is still going strong. We know that poverty still threatens much of the world. We sense that many people fear and hate each other. And we know that in the workplace, many people are cut apart by greed and competition. Will the world sink into darkness? Or will it emerge into a new renaissance of peace? The answer to this question is in our hands. As we approach the world around us, we Christians do so in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. We say this and we believe it. But what does it mean? How do we become agents of peace in our neighborhoods and wider society? First, we teach that peace of heart is the beginning point. This means that we must turn our hearts toward others, all others, with love. We must reduce our prejudices and put an end to hating other people. We can't do this alone. We must spend time each day in prayer. As St. Augustine has written, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they rest in thee." We must bind ourselves to God. Second, we teach that social peace is something that we must live every day in our homes and all the rest of our lives. I challenge you this month to declare peace. Learn how to live in peace with one another. Learn how to respect and trust each other. God wants us to love one another profoundly. We must bind ourselves to one another. And third, we teach that international peace is more than the absence of war. It's the presence of trust between nations. Despite our political point of view, we must expose the myth that using force produces peace. We must resist the myth that nationalism is the highest value. We must deny the myth that revenge brings peace of heart. And most importantly, we must believe that justice precedes peace. I hope that Bill Hupsch's reflections would help prepare us to celebrate our nation's founding more deliberately, more reflectively. And again, we will hear about liberty and justice for all. Let us remember that our liberty and justice is for all, not just for Democrats or Republicans, not just for Americans, but for all in our world. Let us dedicate ourselves to working for peace throughout all our world.